Good morning, I'm Annie Liu. Welcome to this week's Mojo Radio, where we recap the top stories of the week. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has delivered his first federal budget to Australians. It's the first budget by an Australian Labor Party since they were last in government in 2013. The Treasurer has labelled it a bread and butter budget.
Our Labor government's first budget does three things. It provides cost of living relief, which is responsible, not reckless, to make life easier for Australians without adding to inflation. It targets investments in a stronger, more resilient, more modern economy. And it begins the hard yards of budget repair.
In this budget, the government will deliver 480,000 free TAFE and community vocational-based education places over 4 years. Mr. Chalmers says this agreement will target fields where there has been severe skills shortage.
Together with the states and territories, we are making a $1 billion investment in fee-free TAFE and vocational education places, providing 180,000 places next year, the first stage in our plan for nearly 500,000 fee-free TAFE courses for Australians.
The budget also reveals the government will establish the Australian Universities Accord, which is designed to make university more accessible and sustainable into the future. Victorians have endured rising flood level this week, with between 9 and 50 millimetres of rain falling across the state. The Murray River in Echuca and Moama has closed for the flood water to peak. The Bureau's senior meteorologist Kevin Parkin says the rainfall will make Victoria one of the 10th wettest on record.
All this rainfall has meant October's rainfall for Victoria is likely to be one of the 10th wettest on record. And if we do see this rainfall come off as we head into Sunday and Monday, it's likely to be the wettest October on record, particularly for the northern plains of Victoria.
Rishi Sunak has become Britain's new Prime Minister after Liz Truss' resignation. Sunak is Britain's first Prime Minister of colour and the first PM of Indian heritage. His wealth has been a topic of discussion due to the cost of living crisis many are facing, hinting at Sunak's out-of-touch privilege. Medibank has confirmed that all customer data has been leaked and accessed by criminals. A significant number of health claims, data and personal details have been exposed. The data breach included the subsidiaries of Medibank, including AHM and International Student Healthcare Service. The CEO of Medibank, David Corker, said the data breach attacked the most vulnerable in society. It is estimated that the wide breach involved more than 4 million former and current customers.
This is a malicious attack. This is a deliberate attack on the most vulnerable people in our community.
Billionaire mining boss Gina Reinhart's company, Hancock Prospecting, has withdrawn its $15 million sponsorship deal with Netball Australia. It comes as First Nation Diamonds player Donald Wallum said she would not wear a uniform bearing the company's logo. This was due to the now-deceased founder, Lon Hancock's comments that Indigenous people should be sterilised by deliberately poisoned waterways. Wallum is the third First Nations person to play for the Diamonds in its 95-year history. St Kilda Football Club has appointed Ross Lyon as its new coach. Lyon has more than 35 years of experience in the AFL industry. He played for Fitzroy and Brisbane Bears between 1985 to 1995. He previously coached St Kilda from 2007 to 2011. India took home the T20 Men's World Cup at the MCG by beating Pakistan by 4 wickets. Virat Kohli inspired India to secure the victory by his outstanding 82 runs. The former Indian captain hit 2 sixes, which steered India to a thrilling victory. Kohli says it was an impressive win.
India win a famous win. Virat Kohli pulled it back. What a champion.
ABC News has a new three-part TV series called Inside the Sydney Opera House. It is the first TV series in history that has gained approval of Sydney Opera House officials to film the Australian iconic for an in-depth expose. Each episode will reveal sacred and unknown facts about the iconic World Heritage-listed building. Now for this weekend's weather forecast. On Saturday, Melbourne is expecting a cloudy day with a top of 17 degrees, with showers clearing overnight and only 1 mm of rain expected. Sunday will also be cloudy with showers expected to return in the morning before clearing and reaching a top of 21. I'm Annie Liu. This is Mojo Radio.